The government of Syria is facing unprecedented international pressure over its alleged involvement in the assassination earlier this year of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. Arab leaders and Western envoys are calling on Damascus to cooperate in a UN probe of the killing, even though the investigation may implicate the Syrian president's inner circle. In Damascus, the situation raises an opportunity for Syria's political opposition, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
In the capital's cafes, where Syrians spend evenings over bitter coffee and sweet fruit-scented tobacco, the UN investigation is endlessly discussed, often condemned. But surprisingly, Syrians are more open than ever before in criticizing the regime. University student Wasim Mohammed says Syria is innocent until proven guilty. Even so, he says, President Bashar al-Assad should eventually step down.
It's time for him, yeah. It's time for change of president. We don't have a king. We have a president. And we are not going to have the same one like his father all the time, have the same all the time every 4 years. It's not good. It's not right.
In a country of phone taps and secret police, public expressions of dissatisfaction are unusual. Political activists have taken an even bolder step. They issued a call for democratic change in a document called the Damascus Declaration. More than a dozen Syrian political and human rights organizations signed on.
My name is Haytham Malih. I work in law since 50 years.
Did you sign the declaration?
Yeah, I signed it. Yeah.
Malih, a human rights activist who's been jailed for his politics, says the UN resolution is an opportunity.
We want to change the regime because it's enough to continue under dictatorship regime since 1958.
For the first time, the Damascus Declaration signaled unity between Syria's internal political opposition and exiled groups in Europe and the U.S., including the London-based Muslim Brotherhood. But even Haytham Malih acknowledges this doesn't mean the opposition is ready to govern or even force change. Ayman Abdel Nour, a reformer within the ruling Ba'ath Party, says the internal political groups are still weak and don't have grassroots support.
It's not weak because it's a bunch of idiots or they doesn't have the experience. They are weak because they cannot meet. They cannot hold conferences. Most of them are over 65 or 70 years old. We cannot expect to have a change of regime from inside.
Syrian reformers close to the president say they have warned he is losing domestic support because he's seen as defending criminals, family members within a small ruling circle, including those linked to the Hariri assassination in the UN report. These reformers say they've urged Assad to move against those named. His brother, Maher al-Assad, head of the presidential guard, his brother-in-law, General Asif Shokat, the powerful chief of military intelligence. Josh Landis, an American professor living in Damascus, says the diplomatic community is backing this option too.
The latest theory amongst the diplomats here is that Asif Shokat is a dark prince who really runs the show here, and that his brother-in-law, Bashar, is just doing a little dance at the top, trying to hold it all together. Now, can there be some division? You know, I'm sure Washington is trying to think of how they're going to separate Bashar from Asif Shokat and get him to deliver them his head on a platter. That's the million-dollar question right now.
This question is the talk of Damascus among the ruling elite and reformers both inside and outside the government. In an empty art gallery in the capital, filmmaker Omar Alahi considers those choices. A regime critic, he welcomes outside pressure if it brings internal change.
They are acting politically and diplomatically, etc. I support that the pressure continue to make the regime weaker, and it's good.
Deborah Amos, NPR News.